You're with SBS Radio. Poslušate slovensko da na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Naslednji gost je veliko let aktiven v slovenski skupnosti v Južni Avstraliji, še posebej zadnje leta, ko je postal častni konzul Republike Slovenije za Južno Avstralijo in opravlja pomembno delo tudi v promocijo Slovenije v širši skupnosti v Avstraliji. Večkrat se nam je že oglasil, najprej pa seveda dober dan in ponovno lepo pozdravljeni Jadran Vatovec. Adrian, welcome again on the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Yeah, double down to you, Tanya, and yes, hello.
It's the first time we've spoken to you this year in 2019. Firstly, of course, a happy new year, and please tell us more about what has been happening in the Adelaide Slovenian community so far this year.
In regard to the Slovenian community in Adelaide, last Saturday, Slovenian Club Adelaide held its annual Pustovanja Carnival festivity, which was very well organised and presented by the club's committee. And as such was well attended. The events keep getting better and better every year, and one of the reasons for this is that the club's committee is inviting, you know, performers from different ethnic groups to participate and be involved. So there's a large entertainment value reason to attend this event. You even now have politicians asking to be invited to the event, such as the event's growing popularity in the wider Australian community. This year they had the Ukrainian dancing group, they are fantastic, the Hungarian dancing group, and an international dancing group, and two music bands, one that played continental type of music, and the other a rock and roll band. The highlight of the evening was a kurant, the famous Slovenian carnival costume that is on the UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage List. Kristen Prosek of Port Lincoln in South Australia, she spent many hours making the costume, and her son Willie performed in the kurant costume to everyone's delight. There were a lot of mobile phones filming this, just to prove that. You know, it was very hot in Adelaide on Saturday night. It was about 41 degrees on Saturday when the Pustovanja was held, so Willie was very brave indeed to put on that kurant costume. The costume is made from very thick wool, and he was pouring with sweat when he took it off. Kristen and her family deserve a big pat on the back for making the trip to Adelaide from Port Lincoln, which is an 8-hour drive, and Kristen says that she's willing to ditch anybody to make the costume. Slovenian Club Adelaide's committee is comprised mostly of second-generation Slovenian Australians, and they are bringing fresh ideas into the club, and this can be seen in the large effort they put into organising events such as the Pustovanja festivity. So, you know, a big pat on the back and congratulations to them.
You meant the second and third generation, obviously, are very much involved now in these types of events and at the club. Why do you think that's so successful there?
I don't know. I think perhaps they realise that, you know, it's time to step in and contribute something back to the community. And I think they are proud of their Slovenian heritage.
Great. So hopefully that'll translate to other states in Australia. I know where they're very much trying to do a similar sort of thing.
On the church side of things, the Slovenian Catholic Church building here in Adelaide last October, you know, celebrated the 35th anniversary of the blessing of the church Slovenian mission with the Archbishop of Ljubljana, Stanislav Zore, and Provincial Marian Chudin. I videotaped this mass, and I put it on the Slovenia Australia channel on YouTube so that, you know, anybody can watch it at any time they like.
Okay, that's great. I mean, obviously the YouTube channel has been growing over the years as well with the events happening not just in Adelaide, but when you've been travelling to other parts and other events going on there. What work, I guess, from your perspective at the consulate is keeping you most busy these days?
Well, I maintain a few social media sites in relation to Slovenia on Facebook. I think it's about three. And then there's YouTube and there's Twitter and there's my personal account on LinkedIn. The largest is the Slovenian Consulate South Australia page on Facebook. This page currently has, I think, about 25,000 members. And as social media has no state or country boundaries, members come from all over Australia and overseas. So, for example, there are about 2,000 members in Adelaide, 2,000 in Sydney, 2,000 in Melbourne. Also, Ljubljana is about 2,000 there, 900 in Brisbane, 700 in Perth. Then there are members from other parts of Australia like Gold Coast, Canberra, Newcastle, Hobart, Wollongong, Geelong, Darwin, Cairns, Townsville, Sunshine Coast, Toowoomba, Mackay, Ballarat, etc. I think what this shows is that people have a need for the type of information that's provided on the page, you know, like articles, pictures, videos, various bits of information. And this year I've added like a digital monthly calendar so people can, you know, copy and paste it or download it, whatever they wish to do with it. I think social media is exceedingly important in reaching people, as most people in, you know, in the second and third generation are mobile phone users. So with social media you can engage with people of Slovenian heritage who are not necessarily part of a Slovenian club or church, and this I find to be the majority of the case. Sometimes if I put a Slovenian recipe on the consulate's Facebook page, you will get a person with, you know, Anglo a name and surname responding to the post saying, you know, that their mother or grandmother made this or used to make it and how much they liked it. So you just don't know, going by a person's name, if they, you know, have Slovenian heritage or not. So I guess one purpose of the consulate page is to engage with this type of person, you know, to pass on Slovenian culture through food, recipes, so that they can stay connected, you know, to their Slovenian roots.
So is this more of the, I guess, the way you're sort of promoting also Slovenia through those pages as well? In terms of what Slovenia can offer, I guess, from that perspective, if people were to go there, as well as keeping connected with their roots, because this would also reach a number of people that are not of Slovenian heritage.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of people who are not Slovenian heritage, a lot of Australian people, you know, from the white Australian community, and they see, you know, pictures of Slovenia, and they just, you know, like they fall in love with the place, because, you know, it's such a photogenic place, so that inspires them to, when they're going to Europe, to so, yeah, I'm going to add Slovenia to the itinerary.
And what else at the consulate is, I guess, part of your main crux of the work that you do on a day-to-day basis in terms of people that come to you, what kind of questions do they ask you, what types of things you're doing for them?
I get a lot of questions, particularly through the Facebook page these days, that are like of the tourist type. Like, you know, Slovenia, like I was saying before, is such a beautiful country that people are taken by its beauty. So I get a fair amount of questions about the places to see, best time to go, you know, is a visa required, et cetera, et cetera. So like a photo of Lake Bed never fails to attract a lot of likes and admiration. You know, tourists from Australia to Slovenia increased by 23% in 2017 compared to 2016. So I hope, you know, the consulate's page, in addition to what everyone else is doing here, like you guys on SBSS, is playing a part in getting more people from Australia visiting Slovenia. Besides this, I also get questions, inquiries about like deceased estates, locating relatives, visa inquiries, and some citizenship and passport matters.
And what about the, I guess, promotion in the wider community? Because obviously you probably attend a number of events in the local community as well through the consular corps.
Yeah, I attend a number of events outside of the Slovenian community throughout the year, whether that's to other ethnic group events like for Latvia or Sri Lanka or Greece, etc., or government functions or business functions like various Chamber of Commerce's, university events like at the University of South Australia or University of Adelaide. I see these events as a great opportunity to network with other people and tell them about Slovenia. For example, do you know that the world's oldest grapevine is in Maribor? Do you know that Peter Flajancic, who has just turned 100 years young, has over 400 patents, inventing the perfume atomizer spray, the plastic injection molding machines, among a host of other things? Do you know that Pipistrel is a world leader in cutting-edge light aircraft design and is pioneering the use of electric motors? Are you aware that if you sea freight your goods from Australia to the port of Koper in Slovenia, you can save up to 7 days in reaching Europe than if you use northern European ports such as Rotterdam? Do you know Slovenia is the only EU country that has protected its native bee? So in this way, you know, I'm trying to spread the word and inform the wider Australian community about Slovenia. Last week, for example, March 1, which was Friday, I was a guest speaker at the Brighton Uniting Church here in Adelaide for the World Prayer Day, which this year's theme was sponsored by Slovenia. I left a number of brochures about Slovenia for the parishioners. To my surprise, some of these people have already visited Slovenia and they have fond memories of their visit. I also met for the very first time a Slovenian who came to Adelaide in 1950, but he's not part of the Slovenian Club Adelaide or the Slovenian Catholic Church. During December, I ran a giveaway of my Kranjski sausage t-shirt on the consulate's Facebook page. I initially planned to give away 5 shirts because I think, oh, I don't know, how many people would be interested in this. But the demand was so strong that over 250 people or so wanted it, so I ended up giving my 16. The reason I ran this giveaway was to spread the word that Kransky is of Slovenian origin. So I was pleasantly surprised that so many people wanted the T-shirt. So that was really nice.
Definitely tourism, I think, from Australia will definitely increase from that and from everything that obviously you're doing also.
Yes, there's so much articles around about Slovenia these days. It's just, it's fantastic to see.
So it's great, great. This kind of work obviously keeps you very busy. Any particular upcoming events that would be of interest?
Yeah, I'll be attending events that are outside of the Slovenian community. We have like World Beer Day coming up on May 20, which was instigated, of course, by Slovenia last year. Last year I visited the governor of SA to inform him of the inaugural World Beer Day. I also designed a jigsaw puzzle, a T-shirt, and composed a song called The Honeybee, which you can see on YouTube. I've also sent these to various SA government ministers, the Premier, schools, university, beekeeper associations. Also videoed last year's inaugural World Bee Day ceremony that was held at the Slovenian Embassy in Canberra. And people can view this on the Slovenian Australia channel on YouTube. One more thing, if I can mention, Slovenian Choir Adelaide is in need of additional singers. You know, you don't have to have a great singing voice to be in a choir because it all evens out. But, you know, as we know, Slovenians tend to have singing in their blood. So if you or someone, you know, likes to sing, you know, please ask them to come along to the Slovenian Club Adelaide this Sunday at 4 p.m. when it's the choir's next rehearsal.
Great. And how often do they rehearse?
They rehearse every 2 weeks at 4 o'clock.
Okay. Well, hopefully someone in Adelaide is listening right now and they would like to come along and join the choir. So we hope there'll be many more years to come on that as well.
Yeah, the choir's been going now for 27 years, so it'd be good to keep it going.
Well, thank you for updating us on what's been going on in Adelaide of late and what's upcoming in the future in the next couple of months. Thank you again, Adrian, for joining us on SBS Radio today about the important work that you do in South Australia for the good of the Slovenian community and also to promote Slovenia in the wider community. Hvala za današnji pogovor in želimo vam veliko uspeha s nadaljnim delom.
Thank you much, Tony. Thank you much to your listeners.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.